Hi, I'm Marcus Jones, Chief Digital Officer at Premier, which produces this podcast and many others. Like you, I love listening to these amazing podcasts. I also love hearing about the people who are impacted by them, like Sheila from Cheshire. Sheila's parents were both sick and she was going through a difficult time taking care of them. But she started listening to Premier's podcasts and God spoke to her through them with just the right thing she needed to hear at just the right moment. She felt reassured that God had it in hand and that her parents would be safe. It's incredible to know how important these podcasts are to so many. But they are listener funded, which means we need your support to keep them going for people like Sheila. This week we come to the end of our financial year with our funding need yet to be met. Would you consider a donation today to help us reach more people like Sheila with hope and encouragement through our podcasts? Give your gift today at premier.plus/donate. That's premier.plus/donate. Thank you.
Hello, this is Dr. Micah Jazz with Be Still and Know. Last autumn and winter, the weather was horrendous. It seemed to rain every day and Jane and I were unable to get out into the oratory garden. We had extended a flower border over the summer and we knew that the weeds would fight back with a vengeance. When the good weather returned in March, we got out into the garden again and our fears were confirmed. The weeds had fought back with a vengeance and so began some back-breaking work. Weeding was not simply a matter of digging and lifting unwelcome grasses. It was down on hands and knees, often having to lift a whole plant in order to extricate it from the weeds. Remarkably, the weeds seemed to establish themselves at the very heart of the plant, making it difficult not to destroy the plant with the weed. The clearing work took 3 weeks, working with time available and the appropriate weather. Many a time I wanted to give up and start again, for the intricacy of my task proved frustratingly slow. However, this would have meant destroying existing plant life. I directed my thoughts away from the inner frustration I felt, and considered that this experience might teach me. I saw that by taking the plants as symbolic of our Christian life, weeds creep up slowly and establish themselves within the very core of our lives. Pull a weed, and we begin to pull at something that is essential for our life support system as well. It is not simply a process of confession and weed clearance. Confession acknowledged a problem and expressed a desire for freedom. Yet, I was to engage in the delicate process of separating plants from weed. In other words, I worked with God to secure the benefits of grace. There's no easy path to the promised fullness of life. This reflection proved helpful. Too often I look to God to change my behaviours and habits, aspects of my life that I feel control me. How lovely it would be if there were a simple prayer of deliverance that might completely set me free. Such freedom is indeed God's promise, yet demands our collaboration. My flower border self-evidently needed rescuing from weeds. I had a variety of approaches. One would have destroyed productive plants along with the weeds. The others required patience and the painstaking work of separating weed from plant, often replanting in the hope that roots weakened through such displacement might recover and draw fresh nourishment from the soil. I can report everyone did revive, although many wilted and struggled for a couple of days in making this readjustment. As we enter into the God space today, weeds will be constantly attempting to choke the very life of God. We're designed by God to flourish and bloom in a unique way. Weeds seek to replace your unique God-ordained beauty with a bland carpet of unproductive grass that serves no useful purpose. Amen. The good news is that every year we weed the land is less likely to be consumed by weeds as it becomes more fertile and under the care and control of the gardener. This is the same as we are invited to flourish under the care of our Master Gardener. Now visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. Follow along with these daily meditations at home. And also join me for Premier Life, as well as for Be Still and Know, throughout the week. However, for now, from me, Micah Jazz, it's goodbye and God bless.
Hi, I'm Marcus Jones, Chief Digital Officer at Premier, which produces this podcast and many others. Like you, I love listening to these amazing podcasts. I also love hearing about the people who are impacted by them, like Sheila from Cheshire. Sheila's parents were both sick and she was going through a difficult time taking care of them. But she started listening to Premier's podcasts and God spoke to her through them with just the right thing she needed to hear at just the right moment. She felt reassured that God had it in hand and that her parents would be safe. It's incredible to know how important these podcasts are to so many. But they are listener funded, which means we need your support to keep them going for people like Sheila. This week we come to the end of our financial year with our funding need yet to be met. Would you consider a donation today to help us reach more people like Sheila with hope and encouragement through our podcasts? Give your gift today at premier.plus/donate. That's premier.plus/donate. Thank you.